And germs, I present to you.
Meet the Mets, meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. Bring your kiddies, bring your wife. Guaranteed to have the time of your life. Because the Mets are really sucking the ball. Knocking those home runs over the wall.
To meet the M-E-T-S Mets of New York Town.
Good morning, Mike. They got a win last night.
That just tells you how bad the Reds are.
But you know what? In the battle of theme songs, and I'm a Yankee fan, and I like the Yankee song, the Mets song I like better.
Well, you don't get any credit for songs.
I know. It's too bad. Well, anyway.
They stink. There's no other way of putting it. Yeah, they won 7-6 last night. They beat the Reds. The Reds are 8-27. 8-27. How bad is that?
That's pretty bad. What's that noise in the background there?
Just, you know, the ESPN selling you stuff.
All right. So anyway, so the Mets won. And how about the Washington Caps?
Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
I mean,
they're in the conference finals against Tampa.
In a six-game series.
Yeah, beating Pittsburgh. That's a first. I never thought Washington would get this far, but they did. So they're lining up against Tampa, and everybody's waiting for the last series to get done. That's Winnipeg and Nashville. Winnipeg had a chance to wrap it up last night at home and laid a golden egg, get beat 4-0 against Nashville. Now Nashville goes home in a game 7. things look bad for Winnipeg now. So Vegas is waiting to play the winner of Winnipeg-Nashville. So you're going to have 3 out of 4 teams playing to get to the Stanley Cup that have never been there before. Well, Washington's been there before, but it's been probably like 20 years ago. So the Caps, Vegas, and Nashville, 2 of those have never been there. Washington hasn't been there in a while. And Tampa's been the best team all year, and they're in it.
All right. So now, where do you want to go?
Nobody's picked Harvey up yet. It'll be interesting to see where that goes. Like I was saying, the Astros just have not been playing good baseball, and they took it out on the Yays last night. 16-2, they beat them. Houston has not been playing good. Cleveland hasn't been playing good. And tonight the Yankees play the Red Sox, and the Red Sox should lose these first 2 games. The matchups lay heavily in the Yankees' favor. Drew Pomerantz against Severino. If Severino pitches the way he's been pitching, that should be an easy win. And then tomorrow night, the Yankees' perennial baby seal, David Price, comes out and pitches against them. I think that David Price, all he has to do is see a Yankee sign, and he starts to need to change his underwear. So the first 2 games are heavily favored the Yankees, and they should win both of these games.
Price used to pitch good against the Yankees when he was with Toronto.
Price never pitched good against the Yankees.
Yeah,
Price
did.
Never pitches good in a game that any team he's on has to win.
No, I'm telling you, he always used to beat up the Yankees when he was on Toronto.
He was only on Toronto for a cup of coffee.
Yeah, but that cup of coffee, he beat up the Yankees real bad.
Well, I don't think it was him that beat him up. I think it was his team outscored
right.
The Yankees.
That's right. Maybe I am giving him too much credit.
I can't remember a big game that Price won.
So I went and filled up to get gas today, right?
Oh, yeah, tell me about it. I did it yesterday. Thank God I won money on the Derby.
Well, let's go back to the Derby. I ran into a couple of guys. So Mike made out really well. So I said, yeah, he did. And the Kentucky Derby. So I said, not only the Derby, but he made out well all weekend long.
Yeah. It was a good weekend, I'm telling you. If I worked for that cable channel, they'd be taking me around in a gold-plated car.
That's right. But you don't.
They prognosticate so deeply on that station that you think that every horse in the race has a chance to win because they're in the gambling business. They want you to bet. So they don't come out and make a hard stance on anything. And I heard other people talking about the NBC crew. Well, the last time Jerry Bailey picked a Kentucky Derby winner, somebody please let the station know, because I can't remember it. If you listen to him during the week, Justify had a puncher's chance to win. Well, he had a puncher's chance. It was Rocky Marciano. He just knocked out the rest of the field. These guys, they're almost as good as weathermen, most of these horse players, these prognosticators. They're wrong 70% of the time, and they still have jobs. Now, I'll go up against any one of them, folks, any one of them.
Now, TV is killing the way they cover these big races.
Oh, my God.
They're day-long events, and the ratings are going down. And here's the funny thing. I'm a Super Bowl fan. You know that. I love the Super Bowl. I love to watch the World Series. I like to watch these big events. Mm-hmm. Do you folks realize that on these three days, the Kentucky Derby, the Preakness, and then what's the last one?
The Belmont.
On those 3 days, just those 3 days alone, they average over 150,000 in attendance each day. Did you understand?
Well. Just a little comparison. Churchill Downs had 300,000 people there for 2 days in a row.
Yep.
150 each. Had 150,000 people there on Friday and was ready to go 8 o'clock in the morning when they opened the gate Saturday. That's a hell of a job getting a facility as big as Churchill Downs ready. Okay, so they had 150,000 people each day. Monmouth Park ran out of food opening day.
And when you look at the Preakness, even though it's a smaller track, they still get over 100,000 people there.
Yeah, their infield's jam packed.
Yeah,
and there's a lot of issues with the Preakness and drinking, but it's been trying to curb it down. But yeah, it's a big event. It's a big event.
And then when you wrap it up at the Belmont,
mm-hmm.
I mean, don't the stands alone hold 100,000 people?
Yeah, but the Belmont's been capping it lately. They haven't been allowing the big crowds in there. I think it was ever since Big Brown went in there, and they had about 4 gazillion calamities. So I don't know what they're going to do this year, because it's the last year for 2 years that the Belmont will be at Belmont. So I haven't heard anything yet as far as tickets or anything go with that. I think Naira sold some tickets, but as far as limiting the attendance, I haven't heard anything on it yet. But, they're huge events. They're huge events.
So you can talk about sports, and you can talk about but when it comes to actual attendance, these horse races blow away every other sporting event. Blow them away.
Yeah, I might be wrong on the cap at Belmont. I think it's more capping on the Breeders' Cup. But, yeah, it does. And, you know, say what you want about it, but if you give the people a product, people get involved in it, and that's the problem with horse racing now, that the product's not there except for these big days. The Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday racetrack crowds, they're not there no more because the racing's not there. There's no draw to bring you to the track because you can play it from home. But on the big days when the big horses are running, the people go. The people definitely go, and that happens at Churchill Downs where they run their night cards now and then, and they beef up their cards for the night cards, and they get a big crowd every night that they have it. Now, some of the older people complain that it's a younger crowd and they're drinking. That's what younger people do. If you remember back to your youth, you probably did too, folks. So, you know, don't throw stones at the young people, because young people is what makes all the sports survive, and horse racing needs young people, and these big days draw the young people. And this year, hopefully, you're going to have another horse running for a Triple Crown, which will bring more people in it, because the last one was 3 years ago. Now you have another one this year. It'll be a great shot in the arm for racing if this horse wins a Triple Crown. And you can't imagine how many people right now on blogs are just destroying Justify, saying so many things derogatory about him. The time was slow. This, the slop. Oh, Mendelsohn got hit at the... That's horse racing, folks. That's the way it goes. You have to be the best of the best on the day to big races. If you're not, getting back in a line. And I've never seen so many people with sour grapes because they lost bets. If you're crying about losing a bet, don't bet.
That's it. All right, we got to go to the forecast, Mike.
Or listen to me.
That's right. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And in honor of what's going to happen today, tomorrow, and the day after that, why don't we do a little something different here on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. We'll start off with this for the Boston Red Sox fans.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hand, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
All right, with that being said, I think we should go on to the New York Yankees right now, you know, because it's just what we should do. You know, I mean, we played the Red Sox theme, and now it is time for the New York Yankees. Just a few seconds of the Yankees.
Y-A-N-K-E-E-S. Here come the Yankees. Let's get behind the cheerleader.
All right, so we heard Sweet Caroline for the Red Sox, and we heard a little bit of the Yankees theme song as the series will start tonight in the Bronx.